Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title with the festival.
My name is Melissa Bazzani, and I am the DC Asian Pacific American Film Festival Director.
Yes, and it is returning to DC from July 13th through July 16th. So, hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. We're
Okay.
happy to be here.
Yes. So, what year are we in, and how much is it sort of you've seen it grow?
We're in our 23rd year. I started with the festival in 2007. I am also a film programmer at the Smithsonian at the American Indian Museum, and folks from the festival had contacted me to see if we would be interested in exhibiting films for them. And I was really excited about the opportunity. Of course, we were showcasing films by and about Native Hawaiians because that fit within the museum's purview, but I quickly learned that it encompassed this huge community of Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, and Native Hawaiians.
Gotcha. Awesome. I didn't realize the Smithsonian tie-in there. Awesome. Well,
The Smithsonian actually was one of the founders of the festival. The Asian Pacific American, it was an education program at the time, but it was run by Franklin Otto. And he, of course, stayed with the program for a long time. It became the Asian Pacific American Center. And yeah, eventually it became its own 501c3. Originally it was supported by Kapal and the Smithsonian, but it became its own 501c3, and that's where we are today.
fantastic. Well, congrats on 23 years, and good luck on the next 23. But let's talk about this year's lineup, the actual movies. So I know it kicks off on July 13th with Mixed. What's Mixed about?
So Mixed is a film by local filmmakers, so we're really excited about it. Lena Jayaswal and Katie Burham-Chatu, they're two professors at American University, and they are both in mixed race marriages and have mixed race children. And so they decided to make a film about the experience of both being parents of biracial children and also talking to biracial kids, young adults, and even older adults about their experiences growing up in America. It's a lot of fun.
Wow.
And that
Full
program.
disclosure, I went to grad film school at AU, so I know Lena well. I never had Lena, but knew of her as a professor and more of the on the documentary side of everything. But yeah, that's small world.
That's awesome. Also, the funny thing is, we have a film the following night that's by a former student of Lena's as well. Maybe you know him. I don't know. His name is Sebastian Tobler.
Of course, I know Seb. We called him Seb. Yeah, he was I think I like helped crew on his, I don't know if it was a
Really?
thesis film or he did some shorts out in Northern Virginia. Yeah, but then he moved out to California, but I guess it's sort of a homecoming
Yeah,
for him, right? Well, then
it
let's go ahead and
is.
talk about that then, Friday.
So it's the evening screening. There is a daytime screening, which is also by a local, Richard Liu, who is a journalist as well. And then the evening screening is Sebastian's feature film, This Time, it's called. And it's really fun and interesting. It starts overseas. It starts in Jakarta. And it's about long lost friends, really. It's about two high school kids who were separated. Their relationship was just broken in half during the 1998 riots in Jakarta, and they hadn't seen each other since, and they by chance run into each other in Los Angeles 20 years later as adults.
Very,
So
very
it's
cool.
really a beautiful film, and I think it will, DC audiences will love it just because of both the very small world view it has and also enormous world view it has.
Awesome. Well, I'm gonna have to drop Seba a message and say congrats. Actually, now that I think about it, I think I might have a missed messages in one of my inboxes of him telling me about this. So this would be a good excuse to reply. And tell me about Unconditional really quick. The one that plays earlier that day.
So Unconditional is a film by Richard Liu. You might know him. He is a news journalist, and this is not his first documentary either. Unconditional is about family members who take care of people with long-term disabilities. And it's really about the mental health of the caregivers. It's really an important film, even though it was started long before the pandemic. I think that it will touch a lot of people because of the new reality of the cost of healthcare, but also wanting to take care of your own family members who have needs, but also the very real toll it takes on the human mind sometimes.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be at 4 o'clock.
All right. So that is 4 o'clock on Friday, Unconditional. Mm-hmm. And then Seb's movie this time is after that. All right, cool. And wait, and are both of these, are these all at the Angelica Pop-Up, or where are these, the ones we've talked about so far?
So the opening night is at Angelica Pop-Up. And then the other, for 3 days, we have a number of screenings at the Eaton Workshop.
Okay, yeah.
People might know it as the hotel. They also have a cinema in there, and we are also members and residents in the house. So they do a lot of social justice programming and other types of artistic programs. And as residents, we are part of that. So we are screening films in those spaces as well.
Okay,
and
great.
The great thing about that is it allows us to offer our films for free. You can, there's a suggested donation, but if you want to come see the films, nothing should stop you, and you could just come along in and sit beside us.
Sounds great. All right. So it's at the Angelica the first day, but then the other mm-hmm. 3 days that we are about to, we started to discuss them. The other ones we will discuss are going to be at Eaton. All right, cool.
Except for our closing night, because our closing night film the past 3 years has been at the AFI in Silver Spring.
Oh, great. Okay, cool. Perfect. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, so mm-hmm. Eaton, as of where we are in this convo right now, it's Eaton in near Franklin Park and Planet Word and all that stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, cool. Well, that sounds like a really great Friday. How about Saturday? We have some exciting shorts programs and then finding her beat. So yeah,
yes.
Have at it. Tell us about it.
So we have two really wonderful shorts programs. They're very different. The first one, So Sure of Yourself, is really about finding your own place in the world and your way of communicating with other people. They're not necessarily easy to take films, but they really make you think. And then the next shorts program, Getting It Twisted, is really, I guess I would say it's more for adults. It's like Asian Americans for adults. Once you're past this, simplified notion that we too can be Americans, it's kind of like a look at, some very specific, fun, sometimes experimental expressions of Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native Hawaiian life. And I will mention another sidebar that during the day as well, starting at 9:30 in the morning, we do have a free youth and emerging filmmaker mentorship day that is sponsored by AMC Networks. It's going to be on the house side of Eaton, and many of our film festival filmmakers and some local filmmakers as well are going to be talking to people just starting out in the industry, or maybe you just have an interest in the industry. They're going to be just talking and making connections and helping people in those early stages figure out what their next steps are going to be.
Fantastic.
It'll be a lot of fun, and we're providing breakfast and lunch, and it's just going to be a chill kind of hangout.
Great. So some workshops and some shorts programs during the day, Saturday, and then is Finding Her Beat, that's later on Saturday?
Yeah, in the evening, our 7 p.m. screening is a documentary feature called Finding Her Beat, and it's about Asian Americans, primarily in the diaspora, but also Japanese women back in Japan who have an affinity for taiko drumming, and maybe as young people had an interest, but there was no way into that scene, into that practice, because it was a male practice. So this film is about those women who did find their way to taiko drumming, and it's about the creation of this all-female drum Taiko drum in particular, Taiko drum performance, and just the community of women that grew out of Taiko drumming. And that's preceded by a short film by a filmmaker named Sophia Shi, which is about, believe it or not, affirmative action.
Okay, which is back in the news recently.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. All right, cool. And then last but not least, the final day, Sunday. Do you want to tell me about the two shorts programs there? And then I guess we also have a couple features after that. And Hometown Legends and then the closing night one.
Yeah. So the morning shorts program, which is at 11 o'clock, it's for young people. I would say any kid could watch it, but I think maybe older than 8 years old would be more interested. And there's comedy, there's animation, and the last film in that group is about Native Hawaiian cowgirls and one family in particular, and there it's a documentary, and it's about what ranch means to them and how ranching, which was an introduced practice, of course, how it has come to be such an important part of Native Hawaiian experience. And, you know, a legacy occupation for families, and what it looks like for young people working in this area today, and whether or not they want to practice and continue being ranchers into the future. So that's really interesting. Between You and Me is another shorts program. It's funny because our director of programming, he just couldn't let go of some films. So it's like a really flavorful, fun, but maybe long. It's a 2-hour shorts program about all kinds of tough situations in life. Every single film has something to do with family relationships, which of course are universal. They're not specific to ANHPI communities. But I think that these specific stories that oftentimes touch on inherited culture and evolving away from that, I think that those films are really just touching and beautiful.
Cool.
Hometown Legends.
Yeah, tell me about Hometown Legends. That's, I guess, a feature after the two short bucks.
Yeah, so there's only one. So there's only two films in this program. Hometown Legends is an hour, and For Whom the Alarm Sounds is a half an hour. Both of these films are very different looks at labor, I guess, in some way. The film For Whom the Alarm Sounds is really a social justice documentary about at-home attendance, again, talking about healthcare. And in this case, it's about Chinese home attendants in New York City who have, some of them, been working for decades underpaid because of the way laws have been, you know, worked in order to prevent these individuals from getting things like overtime or having respite themselves. And then during the COVID pandemic, just the situation exacerbating to the point where it was untenable, and people started really speaking out and finding advocates to help them tell their story and get better living wages and better work situations. And most of those caregivers are elders themselves. And then the second film is about five Hawaiian Kanaka, so Native Hawaiian practitioners of very specific traditional practices. So there's someone who makes traditional drums. There's someone who is a hula kumu. There's someone who also is a cowboy. So it's a look at Native Hawaiian life, ways, and practice from specifically elders living and who are from the Big Island. So a lot of times we get stories from Oahu, but in this case, the stories are coming from the island of Hawaii.
Ooh, and all, so all of that that you just mentioned is at Eaton before we jump over to the closing night film at the AFI Silver and Silver Spring, which is one of my maybe favorite theater in the area, just because I went to so many. So many of my first classic movie viewings were at that theater years ago. So I love that place. But anyway, tell us about the closing night film, The Accidental Getaway Driver.
So The Accidental Getaway Driver, we're super excited that it's going to be our closing night film. The director will be here, Sing J. Lee. The film premiered at Sundance to rave reviews. He received a special directing award at Sundance. It's a story that's based on a true to life incident that happened in 2016, where a Vietnamese American with a gypsy cab company was called in the middle of the night for a pickup, only to find out that he was being kidnapped as a driver for three escaped convicts.
Oh my gosh. So,
yeah, the story is just so beautifully told. It starts out very quiet, looking at a man who separated from his family and is living this life alone, but still somewhat of a dreamer, someone who is an entrepreneur, but maybe someone who has become very tired in life, and how this harrowing situation kind of, you know, creates a spark in him to both look at his past and look at the trauma that he has experienced before, and also look to the future with hope. And part of that is through a relationship that he builds with one of these escaped convicts, who in the film is played by Dustin Nguyen, who people of my age know as being one of the police officers in 21 Jump Street, the same show that really launched Johnny Depp's career.
Yeah, the original one, not the remake.
Right, exactly. And man, this guy can act. He is just so wonderful to watch on screen. And I hope, like so many of our other Asian American actors that are getting more work now, I really hope that he doesn't disappear again. I hope that he sticks around, because his performance is wild.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds like a really exciting way to close it out. And it just sounds like a well, when you first started describing it, I was thinking of that Michael Mann movie, Collateral, with remember Tom Cruise like holds up Jamie Foxx's driver. But this in this case is based on a real story, kidnapping and escape convict. So it's different. But that sounds really cool. Awesome. Well, I have plenty to work with. That's to work with for my radio piece, I guess. Just sort of in closing, you know, why is it important to have this festival? You know, what's sort of been the mission for all these 23 years, you know, highlighting work, you know, DC Asian Pacific American Film Fest? Why is it such a vital, important thing to keep doing every year?
I think, you know, it's only been recently that people have woken up to this idea that the industry, the film and television industry, has manipulated stories and also the visuals in a way that keeps some American communities out of the spotlight. Not even spotlight, just keeps communities off screen. I mean, there was so much conversation around Friends, for example. How could the story be in New York City and yet we only see this monochromatic group of friends, which, you know, not just friends, but everyone in their coffee shop. There's no diversity there.
To paraphrase a Chandler Bing, could it be any more white?
Right, exactly. And I think that what this film festival and others like it have done is created an opening to show folks, just regular audience members every single day, that there are Asian American creatives, that there are islanders who are creating wherever they live, in whatever remote space, whatever, with whatever resources they have, they are creating and contributing to culture. And that's not something that can be dismissed, and it shouldn't be. And for me, even though I am an Asian American myself, I just find that because these stories haven't been told very much, that there's so much new that these storytellers are bringing to the screen.
Right.
I used to joke with a friend of mine who's a TV writer. Like, I used to say, like, why does every single show have you know, the same like 13 stories that they just recycle over and over? Why does every sitcom always have, you know, a mystery pregnancy or a prom episode or a Thanksgiving episode? And, you know, the funny thing is, because our communities have been kept from the screen, their daily lives haven't been seen. So it is magical and eye-opening and new.
Right, exactly. Not only is it good, you know, for social reasons and altruistically and all, you know, to see diversity, right, but it's also, yeah, just as a pure viewing experience. It feels right, fresh. It's exciting. You know, there's new stories to be told, you know?
So, exactly.
Well, I'm glad the world is, you know, as a whole, largely at least starting to wake up to this, but props mm-hmm. to you all for, you know, 23 years ago, already doing yeah. it, you know, so I went, gosh, what are we in now? 2023. So yeah, 23 mm-hmm. years ago, right at the turn of the 21st century, you are
exactly. But it is amazing. Like the New York, like Cinevisions in New York, which run the Asian American International Film Festival, they're in their 46th year. You know, so right. we're still catching up, but I'm just like, wow, people really had the foresight. People really knew that this was important, even if maybe they were on the fringes and busting their butts. Like we're a volunteer run organization. And still people just put in, you know, the sweat equity to make it happen every year. And even though we were much bigger 10 years ago, let's say we were much, much bigger. We went through a huge change during the pandemic years, and we're just slowly rebuilding. But I just think it's important for us to just stick around and also, you know, to make it more equitable and accessible. If we can have film screenings that are free, let's do it. You know, as a community, let's share in this together. And one of the other things we love to do is feed people. So there's all kinds of local food purveyors that are working with us to provide meals and snacks and stuff for people. Like we're working with ET from down at the wharf. They're providing lunch for us for our youth mentorship. And we're working with Rose Avenue Bakery, and Donut Run is one of our favorites. And it's just a good time.
So it's a food festival with a couple films.
Yeah. Funny. No, I wouldn't say that, but we're maybe getting there. That's what has happened in San Francisco. They are like a food and film festival now.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the other way around. So it's several days of great movies with some great food thrown in as the cherry on top. Awesome. Well, we keep up the great work. Again, everyone, it is the DC Asian Pacific American Film Festival. It's going to be running July 13th through July 16th, and the venues, it will be opening night at Angelica Pop-Up at Union Market, then it's over mm-hmm. at the Eaton DC, and then closing out at the AFI Silver in Silver Spring. So
exactly.
Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye.